Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to make your head explode. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to make your head explode. Okay, I'm not a magician. I'm not somebody that can manipulate time and space, let alone matter. But I'm going to put a little hurting on your head today because we're going to get into some nitty-gritty stuff about multifamily investing. And the reason I'm going to do this is because I think you need to understand that there are really two modalities to correctly invest in real estate. Now, I don't believe that you should be investing in office products. I don't think you should be investing in hotel products. I don't think you should be investing in a lot of commercial real estate. And I've got a lot of reasons why. As we found out from the pandemic, a lot of those forms of commercial real estate were severely impacted when the country was told to stay at home, don't go anywhere. If you're an essential worker, you can go to work. You, as a citizen, can venture to the supermarket or maybe to the home improvement store, or maybe, depending on where you live, other places. You may procure your goods, and you must leave. Oh, by the way, while you're there, you must mask up, you must practice social distancing, and you should be cautious, because you don't know where that virus is at. It's microscopic. You can't see it. And we're not 100% sure how it might infect you. So there was a lot of fear out there. There's still a lot of fear out there. But the one thing that we learned, that we absolutely know for a fact, is that people in this country, they have to have a place to live. And over the last year, that place to live also converted into a place to work and a place for your children to go to school. And basically, house arrest, right? I mean, you know, we did what we had to do as a society to get through that thing. And although I don't agree with everything that the government does, I understand why they do certain things. But I absolutely believe that if you're going to invest your money, your hard-earned money, you should put it into a vehicle that gives you exceptional returns. Not minimal returns, not like a paltry 0.25% in a savings account, or maybe 1.2% in a bond. Or maybe, hey, maybe you're in the stock market. Stock market's going great, right? It's going to just keep going great forever, right? Well, that stock market goes great forever until it doesn't. And I know many, many people, myself included, that have been burned by that stock market because we're not in control of that. Now, real estate, and specifically residential income producing real estate, I believe is the highest and best way to invest your money. I do. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's what we do. We teach you how to do this. We teach you how to do it correctly. Because there's a lot of mistakes that you can make. And many of those mistakes just stem from the fact that you just don't know what you don't know. So on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about multifamily. Now, multifamily is a slightly different animal than single family. It is. It's valued differently. It's got different rules of engagement. You can get a group of investors together to buy a multifamily apartment community. Well, you could do that with a house, but it's just not the same. See, multifamily, let me tell you the secret about multifamily. Are you ready? Because everybody wants to know the secrets of real estate. And I'm here to tell you there really are no secrets, but I'm going to tell you something that people would say is a secret. It's just the way multifamily works. It is valued as a business element. That's how it's valued. It's based off of the income streams that multifamily produces and how well that asset is managed. Yeah, see, when you invest in real estate, especially in the multifamily space, you're investing in a business unit. You are trying to drive the net operating income of that asset up because the valuation of that asset is based on that net operating income and whatever the prevailing capitalization rate is for that actual asset class in the marketplace. I know, I'm hurting your head already, right? Okay, trust me, it's not that difficult. As a matter of fact, when you become a member, we'll make this easy for you. And we spend 16 hours in the classroom teaching you everything you need to know about single family and multifamily. It's hard for me to do that in a one-hour radio show. But I do give you information that you can use because I know there are those of you out there that have no real estate investing experience. And that's totally fine. It's totally fine to not have any experience or any knowledge. I also know that there are those of you out there that have dabbled in real estate and maybe you got burned. Maybe you didn't have a good result. So you're hesitant to get back into the game. You don't want to get back on the saddle. Some of you are doing okay with your real estate investments, but you're looking for a way to accelerate those returns. You want to make money in a more effective manner. And we'll show you what that looks like. So on today's show, I'm going to get into a topic that might hurt your head. It has to do with something called net absorption. And net absorption is a measure of the change in total demand for a particular property type in a market or a submarket. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what that really means. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, you ready to get your head hurting some more? All right, we're going to get into this discussion of net absorption. Now, net absorption, it's a real estate term that allows us to measure something. Yeah, that's all we're doing is we're measuring something. And what net absorption does is it measures the change in the occupied stock of a market or a submarket from one period to the next. So you might be thinking, okay, so what does that mean? Well, when it comes to things like commercial real estate, it gives you an indication of where demand is trending towards. In other words, if occupied stock is increasing, there's more demand for that product. And in multifamily real estate, that can be very important. Because when we invest in multifamily assets as members of Lifestyles Unlimited, whether we do it by ourselves as independent rental operators, or if we do it as lead investors that are syndicating deals to other members of Lifestyles Unlimited, or we're those other members of Lifestyles Unlimited that are investing passively into deals that our lead investors are putting together, we want to make sure that we're investing in the right assets at the right time. And something like net absorption gives us an indication of where the trends in occupancy are going. You see, a vacant unit doesn't pay you anything. It doesn't. But an occupied unit, well, there's income streams that are produced from that occupied unit. It can be in the form of rents. It can be in the form of porter service fees. It could be in the form of laundry income. It could be in the form of preferred or dedicated or covered parking. It could be in the form of storage units that are available within the complex. See, an occupied unit creates income. An unoccupied unit creates vacancy. And vacancy doesn't pay you anything. So would you be willing to invest in a marketplace where people are leaving, where people are moving away? Or would you be more interested in investing in an apartment complex where people are moving to? See, I like to follow the movement of people. I like to follow those trends. And net absorption gives us an opportunity to analyze those trends. Now, there was an article that was just recently published in Wealth Management magazine. And what they were talking about in there was that there are some trends going on in the multifamily apartment industry. Here's what they say. They say, strong demand for rental apartments was seen throughout the United States, with 25 of the country's 30 largest metro areas posting net absorption of 158,300 units. That means there are markets out there where vacancy is declining and occupancy is increasing. Here's what they say. Now, they were citing Yardi Matrix. And now Yardi Matrix is an organization that measures a lot of this stuff. Okay, they're people that go out and calculate data and figure out what's going on, and then they translate that data into information that you and I can use. But here's what they said. Absorption was strongest in the Southwest and Southeast cities, including Atlanta, Austin, Texas, and Tampa, Florida, which have seen population influxes for a few years now. In fact, the Southeast region led the country in both overall absorption at 96,740 apartment units, and in the percentage of available stock that's been absorbed at 2.4%. Now, don't get hung up on the metrics. Now, don't get hung up on those numbers. Get hung up on the trend. Understand where people are going to and why they're going there. I mean, you think about it. Let's say there's a 25-year-old a year ago that was living in San Francisco. And about a year ago, that's when we, well, a little over a year ago, that's when we started going into lockdown, right? We started telling people you can't go anywhere. So that 25-year-old is living in San Francisco, and maybe they're renting an apartment in San Francisco. It's expensive to live in San Francisco. It's one of the most expensive cities in our nation. But that 25-year-old is paying rent in an apartment. They're not going to the office anymore because they're staying in that apartment. They have figured out how to telecommute because they have to telecommute because you're not allowed to go to the office anymore. So that person, let's say they're paying $3,000 a month in rent for an apartment. That 25-year-old gets an epiphany and starts thinking, why am I living in San Francisco paying $3,000 a month in rent? And I'm telecommuting, and I can't go anywhere anyhow. What if I moved to a place like Austin, Texas, where a lot of Californians have moved? Oh, by the way, a lot of industry has moved out of California in the tech sector into Austin, Texas. Part of the reason Austin, Texas's prices are going up dramatically is because of the influx of people coming in. Oh, by the way, people coming from California look at the sticker prices of properties in Austin, Texas, and they go, man, my money goes so much farther. So getting back to that 25-year-old, maybe that 25-year-old makes a decision to move to Austin, Texas, and they rent a similar-sized apartment with the same kind of amenities. Maybe they're only paying $1,500 a month for rent. That's a significant savings. I mean, let's think about it. You know, $1,500 a month in rent works out to be about $18,000 in savings that they're not paying. There's an advantage to get out of California and go to Austin. Oh, by the way, maybe they're involved with the tech industry. And you know what? It's flourishing there. So if they have to change jobs, there's great opportunity. We come back from the break, I'm going to tell you the cities that are doing great. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so people are moving about this country in spite of the lockdown. Yeah, people have been moving from one place to another. They're leaving certain places and they're going to other places. And why are they doing this? For their own opportunity. There's something that is causing them to leave certain states and go to other states. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening right between your eyes. And this little thing that we're talking about, this net absorption thing, is an indicator of the trends. It's an indicator of where people are going to. Now, Yardi Matrix, they did all the heavy lifting. They acquired all this data, they analyzed all this data, and then they reported this data. And then wealth management just basically took the data and made it so that a knucklehead like I can understand it. So they actually put together a list of the top 20 municipalities that are doing really well. They're seeing an influx of people. They're seeing an increase in occupancy rates across the board. And when I say across the board, I'm talking about all classes of properties within the multifamily sector. See, multifamily is basically derived based on Class A properties, which are usually brand new stock that's going into service, Oh, by the way, only three out of the last 20 years did new stock of multifamily meet demand in our nation. That means that 17 out of the 20 last years, there was not enough new inventory built to meet the demand of the American public. And I don't want to get into a long dissertation of why that is, but it has to do with the cost of building, and it has to do with the revenue streams that can be created based on new construction. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't really mess around with Class A properties. Now, I will tell you, we do have members that own Class A apartments. They have gotten to a certain place in their investing strategy where that Class A asset makes sense to them. And there are certain trade-offs for doing that. And I'm not going to get into those things. There's another sector we call Class B properties, which are older property stock. They're maybe about 20 years old. But they're in nice areas of the municipalities or areas that are being redeveloped. And then you get into like the Class C stuff, which is pretty much everything else. Now, there's actually something called Class D, but we don't mess around with Class D stuff because that's like slum housing. And we don't do slum housing. Yeah, we don't go there. Let the government deal with slum housing. They're not effective at it. We don't want to mess with it. What we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we create assets that provide clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic of our society that desperately desires it. We go in and we buy older apartment communities and we renovate them. We fix them up. We improve the operations. By doing so, we can command better rents for those units. And by commanding better rents, that increases our net operating income, therefore increasing the value of those properties, which also makes those properties attractive to other entities looking to buy those properties that don't want to mess around with doing rehab. Yeah, it's kind of the way it works in a nutshell. I mean, it's a lot deeper than that, but that just kind of gives you an overall look. And we have Lifestyles Unlimited members that want to do that heavy lifting because there is opportunity in doing that. There's absolute opportunity in doing that. I mean, you can create passive streams of income. You can increase your wealth. You can grow your capital by doing all this stuff. And whether you take the bull by the horns yourself and actually do the work, or if you're like me, who just happens to be a passive investor with other Lifestyles members, I help fund their investments and I get rewarded for doing that. I get benefits. I get cash distributions. I get valuation increases. I've got one investment right now that's in escrow. It's supposed to close in the next 2 weeks. Windfall of money for me. I've got another investment that is being actively looked at for purchase. And we're seeing some good indications that we're going to do better than what we think the property is really worth. And once we get through that transactional process, there's more money coming back to me. There's a third that is being looked at for sale. And maybe that will close in the next 4 to 6 months. I have another one that's doing extremely well. It is in the number one market that we'll discuss in a few minutes. I'm getting cash distributions. I've watched the valuation of that property grow a significant amount since the time we started that investment. And I don't do anything. I do something. I cash the checks. I take a look at the financials to make sure everything's going okay. I read the reports that the investors send me. But beyond that, I'm not dealing with the residents. I'm not dealing with the leasing staff. I'm not dealing with the maintenance people. I'm not doing any of that stuff because that's what the lead investor does. So I'm here to tell you, there is a way for you to invest in real estate, whether you want to be hands-on or hands-off. We can show you both paths. So let me get into these markets because I think it's kind of important for you to understand these. Now, I'm not going to give you all 20. I'm just going to start with number 10 and I'm going to work my way to number one. And we'll get to the break and I'll probably have to pause and I'll pick it up on the other side. But the number 10 market for net absorption, San Antonio. That's right, San Antonio, Texas, has a net absorption rate of almost 6,000 units, meaning there's more people occupying space. And San Antonio is one of those markets that it's probably facing a housing shortage. I'm just saying. But when you look at the occupancy rate based on December 2020, it's at 93%. 93%. That means 93% of all units are occupied with an average rent of about $1,052. So don't get, like I said, don't get stuck on these numbers. Get stuck on the trends. Want to know who's at number nine? Well, that's Charlotte, North Carolina, with a net absorption of over 6,000 units, an occupancy rate of 95.1%, and an average December rent of $1,233. Coming in at number eight, Tampa, Florida, net absorption of just under 6,200 units. Occupancy rate as of December 2020, 95.4%. The average rents in December of 2020, $1,339. Coming in at number seven, beautiful Miami, Florida, with a net absorption of over 7,700 units. Occupancy rate as of December 2020 at 94.4% and an average December rent of $1,702. There's even more here. Let's see if I can squeeze number six in. Well, you know what? We're kind of out of time, but I'll just let you know it's Austin, Texas, with almost 8,000 units of net absorption. These numbers are great. When we come back from the break, I'll finish up the list, and then I'm going to give you a warning.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about net absorption, and I'm giving you the top 10 list that wealth management put together in accordance with data that they picked up from Yardi Matrix. It's giving us some insight as to where populations are moving. Because what it's telling us is that units that are available, that are vacant, are being occupied. And occupied units are units that produce streams of income to the business. Vacant units, they do not. So we were talking about number six on the list, which was Austin, Texas. They had a net absorption rate of 7,900 units, just shy of 7,900 units. The average occupancy rate in Austin, Texas, as of December of 2020, was 93.3%. The average rents were $1,361. Now, coming in at number five, Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas had a net absorption of almost 8,400 units. It had a occupancy rate of 92.1% with average rents right at $1,100. Number four on the list, Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix got into the tens of thousands range. In other words, they had a net absorption of just above 10,000 units. That's a lot of units, folks. That is a lot. Occupancy rate as of December 2020, 95.5%. Man, there's like hardly anything available for people to rent out there. The average rents were in December were $1,266. Number three on the list, well, it's a place you've heard of. It's called Denver. Yep. Denver had a net absorption of 11,552 units. The occupancy rate, 94.5%, with average rents at $1,546. Number two on the list, Atlanta, Georgia. See, Atlanta had a net absorption of 12,864 units, an occupancy rate of 94.7%, with average rents at $1,357. And you know what's number one? Yeah, Dallas, Texas. That's right. Dallas, Texas had a net absorption of 19,000. You heard me. 19,233 units. Occupancy rate was at 93.8% and with the average rents at $1,216. This is where people are moving to. These are the different markets that are growing, and they're growing exponentially. This is the trend information that you're looking for. But I have a warning for you. And here it is. Don't invest in any apartment communities in any of these cities that I mentioned without getting a sound financial education on how to invest correctly in real estate, because you could get slaughtered. You heard me correctly. You could get slaughtered. You could not potentially get the returns that you're trying to get. You need to come to an organization like ours, Lifestyles Unlimited, to understand how to correctly invest, because there's a lot to it, especially in the multifamily space. There's more information that you need to absorb and wrap your head around when it comes to multifamily investing as opposed to single family investing. But that doesn't mean you can't wrap your head around it, because we make it super easy for you to do that. And you become a part of a culture of like-minded individuals that you can bounce ideas off of and share information with. We even provide dedicated mentoring services if that's what you're interested in. Because we think it's absolutely important that you have somebody who's gone before you that can help you understand your path going forward. It's critical. It is absolutely critical. We don't want you doing this alone. But I guarantee there is somebody listening to my voice that thinks that they've got it all figured out. And that's okay. I am not judging you. You can go on the internet right now and you can find entities that you can connect with, that you can invest your money with, and you can get ownership in a multifamily investment as a passive investor. But here's the thing. A lot of those entities out there, they're not interested in you. They're interested in themselves. They're interested in their internal rates of return, not necessarily yours. They will use your capital to get to where they're trying to get to, and they will leave you the crumbs. But there are some people out there that are just not nice people that will go out and syndicate multifamily apartment deals, allow you to invest in those deals. They will strip out everything that they can strip out in the form of revenues and profits. And they'll leave you with an empty hull of an asset. See, one of the things that we do is we look to treat everybody fairly. Members in our organization that invest in multifamily properties are governed by what we call the white paper. It is our code of ethics. It is our documentation that says this is how we will do business with each other. And we expect everybody to be treated fairly and to make money. That means our lead investors are not allowed to go out and hit you with all these crazy fees that other syndicators will hit you with. They are expected and mandated to allow the passive investors to also get the benefits of ownership in that property without being feed to death. So what am I talking about? Well, I'm going to pick on somebody you don't know, but somebody that I do know that will syndicate multifamily apartment communities. And here's what they'll tell you. You have to make a choice. Do you want to participate in cash flows and income? Or do you want to participate in capital increases? You can't have both. You got to pick one or the other. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't play that game. Our passive investors participate in all the benefits associated with investing in the deal. We get cash distributions when it's appropriate to make those distributions. We get the opportunity to participate in cash out refinances, which is a return of our capital. We get the ability to participate in the sale of the property and to take all those capital gains. Now, we still allow those lead investors to earn money because, after all, they're doing all the heavy lifting. There's an agreed upon amount that they're allowed to take as compensation for doing that heavy lifting. But it's limited. It doesn't eat the whole elephant and leave you nothing but a tusk. I think it's very important that you get yourself educated. Whether you come to Lifestyles Unlimited or not, you need to be educated before you invest in multifamily real estate. You need to be educated before you invest in any real estate. Now, we've got a 30-year track record of teaching people what right and wrong looks like. And we focus on the right, but we tell you what the wrong stuff is too, so that you understand that there's that ugly thing out there that you might have to deal with. Let me just share with you a little bit of insider information. If we believe that we have a investor in our organization that's not following the guidelines, we call them on the carpet. We say, what's going on? And we allow them an opportunity to remedy that. Sometimes it's an honest mistake. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's intentional. And if we find that we have somebody operating within our organization, amongst our membership, that's acting in an unfair, unethical way, you know what we do to them? We tell them to leave. We don't ask them. We tell them to leave. We revoke their membership. And that's how passionate we are about doing things the right way. So if you want to learn how to get started with real estate investing, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com or send me an email at askal@luinc.com and I'll get you connected with one of our case studies so that you can see our members in action. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.